Councillor Sumita Kumar represents the South Side in Newington Ward. She has been a councillor since May 2022 and has just been elected as leader of the 18-strong group of councillors on the City of Edinburgh Council. We caught up with her to find out more.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Kumar. You're a pretty new councillor, having only been elected in 2022.
That's correct.
So do you not think you're too new for this job? How can you know everything that you need to know to lead the SNP group on the council?
Okay, thank you very much for your question. Yes, I've only been elected 2 years. And I don't think any councillor or any leader or any person is expected to know absolutely everything. In my last 2 years, I've tried to learn as much as I can, and my colleagues felt they have the absolute trust and confidence in me to lead them, and they've chosen to do so, and I'm very pleased with that. So yes, but I've only been council for 2 years, but I've had so much more work experience out working for NHS or a children's charity, and I have a lot of transferable skills, so I feel like I've brought that, and my colleagues across the political spectrum have seen that, and they're confident in my abilities. I'm confident in my abilities, so I will give it my best. Absolutely, I won't know everything, but who does? Who does?
And so for the last 2 years, you've represented Southside in Newington.
I have, yes.
Tell me a little bit about, what do you think your achievements have been in that time? What have you managed to get through? And it's a very unwieldy process here at the council.
It is unwieldy, unfortunately. So if I were only to highlight one thing, I think it's my work around children who are looked after. So thinking about foster children, thinking about children in any forms of care, and that's something I'm truly passionate about. So I've been able to push through sort of protected characteristics for our children, young people. I've been able to push sort of a guaranteed work interview scheme as well, but also on the lower level about really thinking about children and young people who have additional support needs, and I feel I've done that, and I've done that really well. So if there's one thing I can look back, I think that has to be it.
I think some other people think you've done okay
too.
Oh
well,
oh no, that's just traffic on the Royal Mile. And what about going forward? Because after all, Councillor Noyce McVeigh was leader of the group for quite
7 years.
While,
yes.
So what changes are you going to make? And you're going to have Leslie McInnes as your deputy.
I do, yes.
She was your running mate, as
yes,
it were.
Yes, absolutely.
So what are you going to make changes? How are you going to approach your new leadership?
Yeah, thank you. So yes, there will be some changes. Not right away. I think I do want to settle into the role. Like I said, Councillor Noyce McVeigh has been around for about 7 years, and I truly have so much respect and admiration for him, and I think he really has left us a solid foundation. So I don't need to come in and make tons of changes right away. But I'm also in the learning process. I'm in the process of speaking to all my colleagues, and I will make changes, but gradually. It won't come overnight.
So will that be like changes in what people do, the areas that they cover, that kind of thing?
Yes, absolutely. In my NHS role, I have a very strategic role in terms of policy making and having that sort of direction. So that's how I'm going to take this, in terms of using my different improvement tools from NHS and employing them in this role. So yes, there will be changes, but it's wait and watch.
You know, the SNP group is the largest on the council.
Yes.
Is it time for you to take power?
Absolutely. I think it's always time for us to take power. We are the largest party. The people of Edinburgh have elected us to be the largest party in the council. I think what people did not expect is the coalition of Labour, Lib Dem and Tories. And
That's not a position that any of those parties would agree is an actual coalition, however.
It's a coalition, non-coalition, but really, if we're saying it's not a coalition, it is undermining the intelligence of other councillors, our fellow our council offices and our residents. It is rubbish to say that, because even in all circles it is very accepted and very well known to say it's not a coalition. It is Yes.
So this is a position which Councillor Noyce McVeigh held since the last election, when he failed to take forward any kind of coalition, say with the Greens or whichever other party might have gone into coalition with you. So this is a well exercised, well publicised argument. So is this one you're going to continue to make?
Oh, absolutely. As long as there is a coalition, I'll continue to make that point. And like I said, we're not making the point just to actually throw political punches. It's true. It's factual, you know. And like I said, to say it's not a coalition, it really is an attack on people's intelligence. And I think we should stop doing that, and we should just speak our truth, which is a coalition.
What are going to be your priorities then moving forward?
Okay, so again, looking at our housing emergency, looking at our policies for children and young people, but also to really hold this administration into account. SNP, like other parties like Green, and sometimes even Labour or traditional Labour, have always held that left-wing ideologies, and we want to actually make sure that we are speaking for the working class in Edinburgh. There are people who are in a cost of living crisis, and we are here to protect them, to ensure that we are doing the right thing for the residents of Edinburgh. And it is difficult to do that at the backdrop of constantly coming up with really good ideas that is beneficial to the most people, but being knocked back time and time again by this coalition administration. But we will try our best.
That's just because you don't have the numbers.
We don't have the numbers. We don't have the numbers for this. But one of the things I have said in my statement as leader, that where our policies and our values align, I am more than willing to work across political parties. But only when our values align, and I'm happy to do that.
Okay. And how's your ward coming along? What's the hot potato in your ward? This is my real final question.
Yes, okay. Well, the hot potato has to be the Cameron Toll, Calvert, unfortunately. But officers are working really hard to ensure that, you know, the work is completed. It is obviously the thoroughfare to Royal Infirmary, so I'm a wee bit concerned about that, but I'm confident that the work will be completed in the next week or two. But communal hub bins is always another hot potato, and I will not go into it.
I think that's a hot potato all
everywhere
across the city. Okay, thank you very much for
speaking
with us.
Phyllis.